Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly says her office plans to create an online database so the public can see teacher licenses that have been revoked or surrendered. It's Wednesday, November 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Wisconsin family is suing Tesla over a fiery crash that left five people dead in suburban Madison last year. And Republicans have revived a bill aimed at banning absentee ballot drop boxes. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly announced several changes yesterday aimed at strengthening student safety. Corrine Hess reports this follows criticism of her agency's handling of accusations of sexual misconduct by educators.
Underly announced the Department of Public Instruction would create an online database so the public can see teacher licenses that have been revoked or surrendered. This comes after the Cap-Times newspaper found DPI investigated more than 200 allegations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors by educators between 2018 and 2023. Underly says it's DPI's job to conduct investigations, and not every investigation is credible.
Every allegation is taken seriously. Every case is reviewed thoroughly.
Senators on the Education Committee told Underly they would work with her to make sure children, not bureaucracy, is protected. The legislature is also considering a law that would define grooming and make it a criminal offense. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A $700 million natural gas pipeline enhancement project came online in Wisconsin at the start of the month. TC Energy, a Canadian company with a U.S. headquarters in Texas, replaced about 51 miles of aging pipeline across Wisconsin and northern Illinois. The company also upgraded natural gas compression facilities in two Wisconsin communities and upgraded meter stations at six. State Representative Dan Steffen chairs the Assembly's Utilities and Energy Committee. He says the project improves reliability.
The necessity for this is unquestioned. We are in dramatic need for additional energy within the state, and we need to find ways that are affordable and reliable to do it.
TC Energy has two more major pipeline projects expected in Wisconsin. They could come online in 2027 and 2029. Republicans have revived a bill aimed at banning absentee ballot drop boxes. As Rich Kramer reports, it's spurring debate among Republican lawmakers on whether they're ignoring political realities in Wisconsin.
President Donald Trump and others have falsely claimed drop boxes are a source of widespread election fraud. In 2022, the state Supreme Court's former conservative majority deemed them largely illegal. Last year, the court's liberal majority brought them back. During a Tuesday hearing, Republican State Representative Lindy Brill was asked by fellow GOP Representative Scott Krug if she thinks Democratic Governor Tony Evers would sign her Dropbox ban. The answer was no, but Brill said as a follower of Jesus Christ, it's possible.
So do I believe that there's a chance that he would change his mind and sign this into law? Sure. But I'm taking this head on because our Republican president believes this is the direction we should be heading.
Krug said Republicans had a reality-based problem, and passing this bill as is would not change the minds of the state Supreme Court or the governor. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Wisconsin family is suing Tesla over a fiery crash that left five people dead in suburban Madison last year. The adult children of Michelle and Jeffrey Bauer filed the suit late last week in Dane County Circuit Court. The Bowers were passengers in a car that caught fire after crashing into a tree in Verona. Along with the Bowers, the collision killed two other passengers and the car's driver. The lawsuit claims the Bowers could have survived that crash, but they say they did not because of design flaws with the Model S Tesla. The suit claims Tesla knew about those flaws, including problems with battery fires. It also says Tesla was aware of issues with the car's rear doors, which made it difficult for passengers to escape during a fire. Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Coming up, reporter Sarah Lear answers a question from a listener who wondered how wild asparagus came to be growing on Wisconsin roadsides. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with the answer to a roadside mystery.
When you're driving through Wisconsin, you might pass the time by trying to spot out-of-state license plates or unusual billboards. Some Wisconsinites, however, are on the lookout for wild veggies, specifically asparagus. But why is asparagus so prominent along the roadsides in Wisconsin, and how did it get there? WPR's Sarah Lear brings us the answer.
A crop-related mystery has puzzled Ann Meyer Schmidt since she was a child. While on family road trips from the Waupun area, she'd look out the window and wonder,
why is there so much asparagus growing along the roadsides in central Wisconsin?
Now 71, Schmidt reached out to WPR's Wisconsin to get to the root of this mystery. To answer her question, I hopped in the car with Mark Renz, a UW-Madison professor who specializes in plants.
Yeah, we're going to make some rights and some lefts.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go straight, and this is going to tee into a road.
We pull over at the side of a quiet street just south of Madison, and Renz points out a green plant. It's late September, which means the asparagus has started to flower. It's nearly 4 feet tall with wispy-looking fronds.
It looks like dill to me.
It is very similar looking to dill.
Now back to the question. Why is there so much roadside asparagus in central Wisconsin? First, the phenomenon isn't unique to central Wisconsin. Renz says there's wild asparagus throughout the state and beyond.
You could go to New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, and you would see the same thing.
It's a story that goes back decades to the farmers who planted the crop. Many of those homesteads are long gone, but the asparagus keeps growing.
We took over old farmhouses and converted their gardens into the edge of the road.
Asparagus is a perennial with long roots. Those roots allow the plant to come back year after year. The veggies are ready to harvest in the spring when the tasty spears begin poking a few inches out of the soil. But the best time to spot wild asparagus is in the fall, when the plant goes to seed and grows several feet tall. La Crosse resident Dennis Glover loves to forage in his spare time. It's a skill he learned as a child. During trips to visit his grandparents in DeForest, Glover remembers his mom jumping out of the car to scoop up asparagus.
But it always seemed like she was just a magician, that she could see it. The first spears pop up in the spring.
Glover often finds asparagus growing near fences or telephone lines. He says that's because those are the places where birds like to sit.
The birds will eat the seeds and then poop them out, basically, into the ditch lines near old farms.
Renz, the UW professor, cautions against eating asparagus foraged from alongside busy streets. Along with other pollutants, he warned that some roadsides are sprayed with herbicide to control weeds.
We have stuff coming and washing off the roads, which could be oil. We can have asbestos from brakes getting on here, and so we could be ingesting that.
Renz says wild asparagus flourishes throughout fields and prairies of Wisconsin, not just along roads. While asparagus is pretty common in this state, it's by no means ubiquitous.
We drove half a mile and we just saw one other plant. So it's common, but not dominating the landscape.
Many home gardeners can identify asparagus, and Renz believes they may be more likely to notice asparagus compared to other plants. After all, once you know what to look for, it's hard to miss. So the next time you're driving through Wisconsin in the fall and you see a tall, floofy-looking plant, think about that asparagus and know that its roots may predate the road itself.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on roadside asparagus. And this story idea came from an audience question as part of WPR's Wisconsin Project. Send us your questions and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell & Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy and windy today, with high temperatures in the 40s and 50s, and wind gusts up near 20 miles per hour at times. Clouds start to clear up overnight with low temps in the 20s and 30s, and no rain expected. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, don't forget to leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening right now. It helps us with the feedback, and of course, it helps other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.